First pillar of belief we said is the belief in Allah. The second pillar of belief is to believe in the angels. We believe that Allah has created angels. We don't see them, but they can see us. And we know through modern science that there are many things in this world that exist that we don't see or that we cannot sense, and other creation of Allah can sense them. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told us that other creation of Allah can sense the angels even though we don't. We can sense the existence of the angels by the good effects that they have in our lives. The angels pray for us. The angels protect us. The angels have many tasks. One of them, which is a very important one and has a great effect on a believer's life, is that angels are with us at all times, recording our deeds and actions. And we believe that this book of deeds will be given to us on the Day of Judgment, and we will be held accountable for what we have done. And Allah will say, "You are enough of a witness against yourself. Read what is in your book." So we will be held accountable by Allah based on what these unbiased observers have recorded in that book, and based on what Allah Himself already knows and has already seen. So a believer should live a very God-conscious life, because they know that angels are with them at all times, and they know that Allah can see all things, and that they will be held accountable for what they do and what they say in this life on the Day of Judgment. Angels are a very important link between us and God, because they are messengers of God, and they are the ones who bring the revelation from God. We don't believe that there are fallen angels, as is believed in some religions, because Allah says in the Quran, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. Allah says the angels never disobey Allah's command, and they fulfill His commands precisely and exactly as He has asked them to do so. So the angels never disobey Allah, and they never get tired or bored from the worship of Allah. And there are countless angels in existence that praise and glorify God and worship Him in countless ways. There are angels, as we mentioned, that bring the revelation to us, and this in it is guidance and mercy for mankind. There are also angels that come to us at the time of death to take our soul. There are angels that want good for us and pray for us at all times, as we mentioned. There is another category of creature that we would mention at this time as well, and that is the jinn. We believe that jinn are a creation of Allah that are similar to human beings in the sense that they have free will and they can choose to do good or evil, unlike the angels who have no free will. And the jinn, there are some that are believers and some that are disbelievers, just like mankind. And we believe that Satan or the devil is amongst that category of the jinn and has an animosity towards mankind and is striving along with those who follow him from human beings and jinn to misguide mankind in this world and throughout this test that we are living in this life.